Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As Booker T and the MGs bring us back, ladies and gentlemen, time is tight. And you just hear that, can't you, that song? One of the great instrumentals. 17 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can take the poll question right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. You can listen to thousands of podcasts of interviews I've conducted over the last 16-plus years. You can read thousands of articles that I or my Brain Trust members have written. You can watch hundreds of videos to your little heart's content. Anything under the small business sun that you got on your mind, we got something there that will help you. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that our really good friend Doug Barry has deposited with us over the last 11-plus years on exporting, on how to broaden your markets, how to grow your business outside of our borders. And he's here with us right now. Doug, thanks again for hanging out with us. Doug is Senior International Trade Specialist at the Global Knowledge Center, with part of the U.S. Commercial Service, which is part of the Department of Commerce, part of the U.S. government out here on planet Earth. Doug, thanks again for hanging out with us.
You're welcome, Jim. And if your listeners can remember any of that 10 minutes from now, they deserve it.
Doug. They know there's going to be a test. They hang on every word. They're writing this down. They got their little pencils. They're touching their pencils to their tongue right now, writing all this stuff down. Hey, Doug, what else do we need to know about what's going on in the world of trade?
Sure. Well, I think that, just to recap what we were talking about earlier, there are these efforts that are taking place at many different levels, both within our country and around the world, to help move packages and goods more efficiently throughout the entire system. And when that happens, you're going to see the volumes increase, because the time to market will be reduced substantially. And it'll make the customers happier. It'll cost them less to receive the goods that we're sending them, and they'll get them quicker, and so they'll buy more. But I think also what's interesting to note is that the system, as it's currently configured, is very difficult to change. It's very resistant to these new ideas, because somebody's ox is going to be gored.
Whose ox would be gored by changing these
well, it's the government of the that is in charge of the customs borders, and they see each package coming through as money for the Treasury, and they don't see that the costs and benefits, the benefits are actually greater if they would reduce the value on these items on which they
charge. So it's not it's not only a monetary thing, it's also a control thing, right? There's some bureaucrat in one of these countries, different countries, that's got a little bit of power, and they don't want to release that power, do they?
That's right, and it's just the whole idea of change. It's just the system is resistant to it. So, there are three different forums in which these things are taking place. Here in the United States, we're asking that this bill, Senate bill, I think it's 481, was introduced just in March, just a few months ago, and it's just in the committee now. It's in the Finance Committee. It hasn't moved out of there yet. And when I went to look and see the progress of the bill online the other day, it said that the chances of it being getting out of committee this year are zero, and the chances of it being enacted, of course, are also zero. So, even things that are perceptively important for small business, such as changing these limits, it's going to take a very long time for it to get into law. Maybe next year, but certainly not this year.
Well, and when you think about this, you have to think about this kind of activity as an alternative, maybe even an end around to trade laws, don't you?
Yes, exactly. Because another way, of course, of enacting these things is through the free trade agreements, and indeed, the big one now for Europe, and the other one for Asia that's being negotiated now. One of the items that's being wrangled over is these de minimis limits.
But wait a minute, I'm confused. If it's a free trade agreement, why are there duties at all in a free trade agreement?
Well, there would be no duties, but there would be the value added tax, sales taxes. So the hope is to eliminate those on these so-called low value shipments.
Mm-hmm. So this duty that you're talking about, to what we might call a duty that we would release from ours in another country, they might leave it on, even though the trade agreement has been approved. They might leave it on under the name of a value added tax.
Well, there would be two different ones. One is the duty or the tariff, and then the second one would be a sales or value added tax. So
if there's a free trade agreement, that precludes the tariff, doesn't it?
It precludes the tariff, but it doesn't preclude the value added tax.
That's what I'm talking
about. Okay. That's the difference.
All right. See, a lot of people, including me, I didn't really think about there being a double hit on that.
That's right. Now, in the United States, we do not have a national sales tax.
We don't have
a VAT.
Right.
So it's zero anyway.
So we're at a disadvantage when we go to these other countries that do have those. And very interesting, folks. We always learn something. We always get smarter when Doug Barry joins us. Doug, I need the website, please.
Yes, website is www.export.gov, and if you want to speak to a person, including myself, we'd be happy to talk to you. 1-800-USA-TRADE.
How about that, folks? He answers his own phone. Doug Barry is one of our heroes. When we come back, I want Doug to talk. Give us a report on where some of these trade agreements that we're working on, where they are in getting accomplished. It's Tin Tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.